For children to be able to set goals and motivate themselves to achieve those goals, they must be able to see themselves in the future, regardless of their circumstance. They must start setting those goals at an early age, and they must be socially and emotionally prepared for future jobs that might not yet exist.
When we think about our future self, we're thinking about what kind of an adult do I want to be, what kind of a teenager do I want to be, what kind of a person do I want to be, and recognizing that you have control over that, that you are not necessarily going to be a certain way simply because of a certain circumstance or what you've seen in your community. There are lots of opportunities, so we really need to do a good job of helping students see the possibilities for who they can become and helping them understand that they have a role in making that happen for themselves. Those mindsets are critically important if we want students to achieve their greatest potential.
The idea of helping kids see their future self is really important. And it's definitely not about, I'm going to buy a Lamborghini or I'm going to be an NFL player, which is okay. We want kids to have dreams. What we're talking about is more, what do you want your future to look like as far as your own self and your goals? Think about your home. What is your home going to feel like? Who's going to be invited into your home? Where are you going to feel safe in the future? And really instilling that they can write their own story, and we're going to help them do that. And yes, reading skills and math skills and science skills are critical, but what's really important is that you know who you are, you know what your strengths are, you know what your values are, and what do you want to do with your story?
Exposing kids to other things, not just being a teacher or being a lawyer or being a doctor, but exposing them to being an engineer or a scientist or an entrepreneur. It's important to set high expectations. I think sometimes we are afraid to set high expectations because we look at our students' limitations, but we have to give them something to rise to climb to.
We had students who came back and talked about dealing with poverty, dealing with substance abuse in the home, for example. And they had gone on to get a certificate. They actually had a paying job. They had their own apartment and their own car. And that was huge. So for these teenagers thinking, there's no way I'm ever going to have my own apartment. There's no way I'm ever going to have my own car. I'm never going to graduate high school. And they can see someone who maybe came from the same neighborhood and is doing really great things.
What we've heard, not just from the research and not just from employers, not just from teachers and principals and also from parents, but even from the youth themselves, is that they want to be learning in an environment that is safe and supportive. They want to be working with teachers and kids who care about each other. They want to learn the skills they need to effectively work with other people who are different from themselves. They want to be able to achieve greater dreams than they might have imagined. And in order to do all of this, it's really our responsibility to promote their social and emotional competence at school while we give them the information they need about algebra or about social studies or about science. We really need to give them the skills they need, not just to be successful with their education, but to be successful partners, to be successful employees, and to be their best version of their own humanity.